The ongoing crisis within the Czech government has come to a point where a mere meeting of coalition leaders might be a significant step ahead. After President Václav Klaus refused to accept the proposed changes to the cabinet until he was told exactly how things would proceed, Prime Minister Petr Nečas gave way and convened an informal meeting of Civic Democrat, Topo 9 and public affairs leaders for Wednesday night that should come up with ways of breaking the deadlock within the coalition. I spoke to commentator Erik Best and asked him whether he thought this could bring the crisis to an end.
Well, I think it depends largely on what the outcome of the meeting is and whether at this point Nečas is prepared to name the replacements for the ministers of public affairs who are supposed to be dismissed. I think one thing that Klaus is concerned about is who will be appointed to fill those positions. There are various interests in the country, political business interests, and certain replacements, certain ministers would not be acceptable, either politically or from a business standpoint. And if Nečas has to say in advance who these people are, then it's more likely that Klaus would cause trouble. What Nečas would like to do is have a free hand at naming whomever he wants, which technically, according to the Constitution, he's allowed to do. But Klaus is using this opportunity really to push the bounds of the Constitution.
The Interior Ministry seems to be in the center of the battle right now, because the Public Affairs Party said they wouldn't give it up under any circumstances. At the same time, Prime Minister Petr Nečas and his party, the Civic Democrats, said the Interior Ministry can no longer stay with the Public Affairs. Do you think that the coalition might actually break up over who's going to control the Interior Ministry?
I think it's a possibility that they would reach a complete deadlock on that issue. There have been signs, though, that they might be able to agree whereby public affairs would, say, get a top deputy minister position that might even go to the current minister, Radek Jan, or that they would get another ministry in exchange. All sides have been very, very blunt in their demands, but they have also shown some willingness to negotiate and to compromise. Actually, the only one who has not shown any willingness really to compromise is Klaus, the president.
What do you think, Erik, of the primary cause of all this? Some commentators have been pointing out to the fact that, however disgusted and appalled the leaders of the other two coalition parties, the Civic Democrats and Topo 9, might be with the sort of business plan that one of the Czech dailies revealed last week, that showed the Public Affairs Party was really founded as a political division of this private security firm, ABL. The two parties have been doing the same thing for years now. It's just that they didn't talk about it as openly as Public Affairs leader Vít Bárta. And there was, of course, some other theories that said that Public Affairs got into all the trouble not because that they were corrupt or were trying to privatize public space and public authority, but rather because they were fulfilling their promises and stepping hard on corruption. What is your take on that?
I think the importance of public affairs and Mr. Bárta's business plan is that that is a new element in the domain of public authority, of power, and it is somewhat disrupting the plans of the existing power structures. I think the main difference between Mr. Bárta, the transportation minister who has now resigned, and Mr. Kalousek, the finance minister, isn't so much in the methods that they use. I think they use some of the same methods in dealing politically and in commercial terms with their rivals, but I think that Mr. Kalousek does it within the existing power structure, and he recognizes who the main power players are, both politically and commercially, in the country, and he might push them, but he does not directly challenge or go against them. He tries to work within the existing system.
I was talking there to commentator Erik Best.